Tropical storm Hermine will affect the weather here in New England for the better part of this week. The Cape, the islands, and the South Coast all under a tropical storm warning this morning. That means high winds, rough surf, and rain throughout the first half of this week. We spoke with WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, who joined us by Skype this morning, and we asked him first about the storm's location.
Well, Hermine is actually now moving off toward the northwest after moving towards the east over the past day or so, and that means that it will make its closest pass to us here tomorrow night. So as it gets a little bit closer, the cloud shield will tend to increase throughout the morning. We'll also watch rain on radar continue to move towards the west. The exact track of the storm will determine how far west does that rain shield get. Does it only make it to Plymouth? Does it make it to Boston? Or does it make it out to Worcester?
Why is a tropical storm warning posted for the Cape and the South Coast and the islands?
Right. So a tropical storm warning is basically a wind advisory. So it means that winds will be 39 miles per hour or higher. And that is similar to a typical nor'easter. The reason it's called a tropical storm is because the storm originated in the tropics. It had a warm core to it. So the term shouldn't scare people or freak people out. It's no more serious in this particular situation than a nor'easter would be.
We're told that the storm surge is expected to be the biggest problem from Hermine. Is that right?
Right. So the storm surge will be a few feet above mean high tide. So that means that some coastal areas will have typical coastal flooding. But again, for folks listening who live along the coast, it will be more typical to a moderate nor'easter rather than catastrophic type of storm.
What will we see here in Boston from the storm?
So in Boston, we're looking for a chance of showers, especially late today as that rain shield continues to move off towards the west. And then tonight and early tomorrow brings the best chance for showers in the Boston area. We're looking at generally less than a tenth of an inch of rainfall for most places just west of the city. The city might pick up a tenth to a quarter of an inch, maybe a half an inch if that shield moves a little further west. But the bad thing here is that we're not getting into the rain shield. There's a lot of heavy rain offshore. It would be fantastic if it moved into the area. But unfortunately, I don't see any rain, significant rain from this for most of the drought-stricken areas. And I don't see any rain for quite some time, perhaps another 7 to 10 days. So this drought, we're talking about the storm, but this drought is really getting serious.
And how long will we feel the effects of Hermine, do you think?
So we will feel the effects right through Wednesday night and perhaps as late as Thursday over the North Shore and the extreme outer portion of the Cape.
And then you're saying more dry weather and warm temperatures, is that right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, temperatures Thursday will get well into the 80s, perhaps near 90. Friday is up into the lower 90s in many areas, 80s at the coastline, and Saturday continues well into the 80s to perhaps near 90. So no rain, more heat, more humidity. The summer really will not end.
WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, he joined us by Skype this morning. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.